Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. You've given me your healing, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Call according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord and God bless. Thank you for tuning into the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by our pastor, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, coming to you from the Jesus Saved Ministry. We're located at 1007 West Wellington Boulevard, right here in Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We invite you to come and visit us. Feel free to contact us at 252-689-6172 or visit our website at www.tjsm.org. Thank you for tuning in and have a blessed one.
Well, praise him and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host. We're so grateful to God. To be here today, we have a great service over here in Greenville. Apostle Henry Osmer did a great job. That man preached his heart out tonight. And we were so grateful. And he'll be right back tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. And we've had a great service all week long. I'm telling you, started on Monday. I'm not the greatest preacher in the world, but I started it off. And then my son, Marlo, preached on Tuesday. And my next son, Lonnie, preached on last night. And then on this evening, Apostle Henry Roosevelt just tore the house down. But we're grateful to God. And I want you to stay tuned tonight. We got a message that I pre-recorded. I think I preached about 18 years, how many years ago?
Yeah, it was about 12 years ago.
About 12 years ago. And my wife and I, yeah. Have some words here.
I'm grateful to be here. Thankful for all that God is doing and working out in this ministry and this open air crusade is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Listen, let's just play this right here, right now, in your voice, okay?
Praise the Lord. My name is Evangelist Charlene Stocks. I'm here with my husband, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, and we are here to lift up the name of Jesus. Call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that Apostle Lonnie Stocks is on the air with the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. Tonight, we'll be preaching about you have compassed this mountain long enough. Listen, we are in our fourth night of the Open Air Crusade, and I tell you, the Lord is moving in a mighty way. Souls are being saved, healed, delivered, and set free under the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Meet us here tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, that's right, at 1007 West Arlington Boulevard. Stay tuned as we take you further into the broadcast where my husband, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, is preaching, you have compassed this mountain long enough.
Chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Amen. Are you there yet?
Amen.
Let's all stand and read the word. I read the first verse, you read the second verse responsibly, okay? Yes. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. As the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. Ye have compassed this mountain long enough, turn you northward. Meddle not with them, for I have not given you of their land, no, not so much as a footprint, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. All together. For the Lord thy God has blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knowest thou walking through this great wilderness these 40 years. The Lord thy God has been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Clap your hands and give God praise. I want to use my subject today. You've been around this mountain long enough.
Yes.
Long enough. The book of Deuteronomy is a very interesting book, especially in the passage that we're dealing with today. God had been with Egypt, down in Egypt, and brought Israel out of there because they was encaptured by a nation that God did not want them to be in captivity by. It goes to show us that God doesn't want us into any kind of captivity. He don't want nobody ruling over us. He don't want us subject to anything. He is concerned about us. And God told them that what he was going to do for them. Even Abraham, he had told Abraham, I'm going to bless your people. They're going to go through some struggle, but I'm going to bless them. But at this particular time, God was bringing them to their promised land. And on the way to their promised land, they got into a place of going around and around and around. I mean, the same territory, the same circumference. They were going over, just repeating themselves, going right around. And the Bible says it was many days. And I happened to go to Israel the first time, I believe, in 1984 or 85. Could have been 85 the first time I went to Israel. And we drove through that same place that the Lord had told them to go through. It took us about 30 minutes. And it took them 40 years, and they hadn't gotten there. All right. It seems to me that they would have paid some attention after the first year that I'm going in the same place over and over and over. But then it's not hard to understand that you could do that in the wilderness because you know the seasons of the year change and things grow and they die, they grow and they die, the leaves bud and blossom and et cetera, et cetera. And they could have been going in different seasons, so it would always look different. You know how like you leave your neighborhood, you come back, then I tore down a house or put up a house. Amen. Everything looked different. You're thinking a different neighborhood. So I'm just saying maybe that was the reason. I don't know. But whatever it was, the Lord came to them in this chapter and wanted to know, why are you going around the same place over and over again? You was just here last year. You was here year before last, the year before then. You was here for 40 years. Can't you see that you're going around the same place over and over and over again? Well, you know, I couldn't understand that. But then when I look at us as people, some of us, including me, let me leave us out. Let me talk about me. I've done the same thing. Same thing over, 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 and over. And then, you know what? And seem like nobody can't talk to me when I get like that. It seems like I don't want to hear no advice. I don't want to take no constructive criticism. I've done the same thing over and over and over and over. Caught myself doing it. Then I look, man, you did this last year. You did this last week. The same thing. It didn't profit you last year. It didn't profit you 10 years ago. It didn't profit you last week. How do you think it's going to profit you now? Amen. If you know you got a destination to arrive and you haven't arrived there. Look how many people got out of high school and said, I'm going back to school. Never got that. Look at how many people that came out of college in the first semester said, I'm going back and never got that. Look at how many people came out of elementary school and never got that. Look how many people got married and divorced and said, I'm going back and never got that. Look how many people said, I'm going to get married. And it's been 20 years, 30 years, and you haven't did it yet. I'm going to buy a house. You never did it yet. And so when I look at the text, I learn something, that we're pilgrims on this earth. And we're strangers. We're pilgrim and strangers. We're traveling through. But God wants us to make an impact. He wants us to make a deposit. He wants us to be constructive. He wants us to be blessed as we go through this earth, as we spend our time here on earth. And the scripture brings a lot of hope. The scripture brings a lot of hope to us. Because first of all, if you notice, the Bible says, the Lord, verse 2, spoken to me saying, you have compassed this mountain long enough. I mean, it tells me that the Lord has his eyes on you and I. If he had his eyes on those people, surely he's the same God. He doesn't change. And the Lord said to them, you've been doing the same thing repetitiously, and it's not blessing you. Don't you see it? You've been going around. He said, did you ever hear the story of the man that was had a wreck, and all he would do is go out and wreck his yard. Just wreck his yard. He'd wreck the yard, wreck the yard. He kept the yard clean. The yard clean. But that was his life. He never looked beyond the yard. He wrecked the yard. He kept the yard clean. But he never knew what was going on anyplace else. He never ventured out his own yard. He spent his time wrecking his yard. And that's where some of us are. We spend our time actually really doing nothing. We spend days, we spend weeks, we spend months, we spend years wrecking our yard. Wrecking our yard. And God is saying, pick your eyes up. There is something else. There's more ahead. There is something else for you. And you just wrecking your yard. Well, this is what they was doing. I mean, I'm sure they felt pretty good about themselves because, first of all, think about it. They, the Bible said they lacked nothing. So sometimes we contribute that, okay, we got food, we got water, place to stay, that this is all right with God. And they felt pretty comfortable. $2 in the bank, pretty nice car to drive. But God said it's more. God said it's more. And he said, I want you to look up. Notice what happened here in verse number 5. Verse number 5 is very clear. Listen, I said, meddle not with them, for I have not given you of their land. No, not so much as a footprint, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. Are you hearing me? God says, where you are is not yours. You're just a pass by. This is not yours. I mean, that gives me hope. That where I'm at now, God says, I want you to have more, Lonnie. There's more. There's more. God wants you to have a better life. He said, guess what? I like what he said. I like what he said. You're not going to be poor. Right? How do you know? Verse 6, you shall buy meat of them for money. Now, you can't buy anything if you don't have no money. So it tells me right there that God expects you and I to have some money. And here we are today. If you're here today and don't have any money, then you know this is not what God wants for you. And you shouldn't settle that from what the devil tells you. Say, well, this is all God wants. This is not God's blessing for you. God doesn't want you broke. Because first of all, he said, I want you to be responsible for your own life and not be dependent upon anyone else to take care of you. So where you are, I want you to pay your way, but I got a place for you. I like it. I like it. Because if you look, God arrested him. He came to them and said, listen, I'm going to talk to you guys. You're having church and you're doing this, you're doing it. But I really want to talk to you. Look back at verse number 4 again. Verse number 3. Notice, God says, ye have, verse 2, and the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough. You know, it's something when the Lord himself has to come to me and say to me, Lonnie, when are you going to wake up? You know, we got to stop using excuses. The Lord says, I'm telling you excuses. He said, don't you see that you're doing the same thing repetitiously? It has become a habit, but it's not productive. You got a cute little thing, but God said, I want you to have more. God says, I want you to have more. And to me, that's a real blessing, to actually know that God wants me to be blessed. I don't know about you guys, but that's a blessing to me. To actually know, I don't have to wait for some preacher to lay his hands on me and tell me that God loved me. I have to wait to hear a word. I got to hear a word. I got a word, baby. God already told me he wants me to be blessed. God has already informed me that he wants me to be successful. And it also lets me know that the Lord is observing me. I'm not just a person that has no significance. To God, I am important, and so are you, what I'm trying to get you to see. God is concerned about your life. Oh, my God, sakes of God, God is concerned about your life. He said, you've been in this position too long. He said, sure, you're saved. I delivered you from Egypt. That's who he was talking to. The Israelites. I brought you out of Egypt. You're no longer under bondage under Pharaoh. Now you're free. And you got 40 years doing nothing. How many years you been saved? Ask yourself that question. How many years I've been saved? Then give yourself an answer. What did you do in the 40 years?
All right.
What did you do in your last 5 years? You've been saved? What did you do in the last 3 years? The last 1 year? What have you done? I mean, what have you done? Let me just give you the best way to tell you this is, I remember back when I called myself going to rent my building out back in 87 next door, and I rented it out for 9 months. For 9 months, I think I was renting a building for $1,000 a month back there at that time. And all I did was with that money was travel. I remember I drove from North Carolina, I'd go to South Carolina, Virginia, Baltimore, upstate New York, up to Albany. I was just riding around. 9 months, I did nothing. Nothing constructive. Nothing to make the ministry grow. I did nothing. I did nothing for 9 months. And God spoke to me one day and said, you know what? You don't deserve the freedom I gave you. I'm going to put you back to work. And I went back to work for 9 months. Come on now. God expects us to do something great. You know, God doesn't see us as insignificant, but God sees us as important. God has a relevant word for you. It's for you and I. God loves each of us individually. God cares about you and I. He's concerned. And he says, you know what? Pay attention. You've been around this mountain so long. You're saved. You're delivered. Let me see. Can I help you out just for a minute? I believe God says, you're saved and still miserable. Being saved. Oh, thank God I'm saved. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And miserable. God doesn't want us miserable. No. God doesn't want us miserable. This is a relevant word. God doesn't want us miserable. He's concerned about your life and my life. And he said, you're saved. I brought you out of Egypt. And now you're going around the mountain, around and around and around. And you have no faith. He says you got to look beyond this place. When you was in Egypt, you wanted to get out. I brought you out. Now you're out of Egypt and you're making your own Egypt. You're creating your own Egypt. He said, don't worry. I'm not going to give you anything that belongs to anybody else, but I got something for you. I'm not going to give you so much as a foot breath. I'm not going to give you anything that belongs to anyone else. But there is something for you. Text your neighbor. Say, let me tell you something, neighbor. God has a blessing for you. You don't have to be miserable. You don't have to be a loser. The Lord has a blessing with your name on it. You don't have to steal nobody else's. God got something for you. And then God gives them a command in verse number 3. Watch what he says. In verse number 3. Ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Then there's a column there, and then there's a command. Turn you northward. God says, start looking to get out of this place. Lean over and touch your neighbor and say, start looking to get out of this situation. Look at your neighbor one more time and say, this thing has got to change. Say, I hear God talking to me. There's something better for me. Come on, he said, turn. And then he said, look northward. He said, the land, the promise, it lays straight ahead. It lies straight ahead. Touch your neighbor, so your blessings is in front of you.
Your blessings in front of you.
You know, the devil made me believe a few years ago when I went through that crisis, praise the Lord, back in 2003, the devil almost made me believe. I'm going to tell y'all the truth today. Almost, you done missed your blessing. Tell the devil he's a liar. You ain't missed nothing. Your blessing's in front of you. Oh, hey, come on, somebody. You better stop letting the devil trick you and fool you and tell your best years ago, your blessing's in front of you.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell y'all today that the word of God clearly tells us that you don't give up just because you didn't get it last week. But God said there's a blessing in front of you. There is a blessing in front of you. There is deliverance in front of you. There's joy in front of you. There's life in front of you. There's health in front of you. There's prosperity in front of you. There's deliverance in front of you. You got to tell God, thank you. See, listen to the devil. Listen to the devil. Listen to him talking to your mind. Look, I flunked last week. I flunked last year. I flunked year before last. I didn't make it the last time. Tell the devil, say, yeah, yeah, yeah. But you ain't talking to me. My best is in front of me. My best things are ahead of me. Something good is coming my way. I know I messed up. I know I made some shortcomings. I know I made some foolish mistakes. But my blessing is still in front of me. Listen to Joe. Listen to him. He tried to tell you. Look at you. You're sick. Look at you. You're losing this. You're losing that. Listen to the devil talk. You lost your wife. You lost your husband. Come on. He always said, listen, you're losing weight. Come on, come on. You're going to the top of your bill. Tell the devil, yang, 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 but you ain't not talking to me. Because my blessing is in front of me. You know what I believe? I believe the first year they went around that mountain, I believe they said to themselves right then and there, you know, we're never going to get out of here. And that's what the devil wants you to say. I'm not going to get out of here. And you know, God waited 40 years and came to us and guess what? You getting out of here. I dare you, lay your hand on your neighbor and say, you're getting out of here. You're getting out of here. And touch your neighbor one more time. Said, if you ain't got no favor, I'll ride you on my back. No, we're getting out here together. 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 We're getting out of here together. I'm not going to leave you down here. I'm going to bring you with me. We got to come out of this thing. Tell your neighbor, look in front of you. Never. Your blessing ain't on the ground. Your blessing's in the sky. Up above your head. I can hear music. Up above your head. There is a God. Up above your head. There is help. Up above your head. There is deliverance. Up above your head. There is joy, peace, and happiness. I dare you to shout glory. I want y'all to hear God. God said, I want you to understand that I brought you here and I'm not going to desert you. All you got to do is listen to instructions. Touch your neighbor, say, instruction time. God said, I want you to go through this land and I want you to pay all your bills. You see, if you're going to be successful, you got to learn to be successful. First of all, to pay your bills where you are. And you got to say, hey, yesterday I remember that I was cleaning the office upstairs and I seen a penny laying in the trash. And the devil says, only a penny. And the Lord said, take a penny to make a dime. They take a penny to make a quarter. They take a penny to make 50 cents. And all up the line. If you can't pick up a penny, you can't go nowhere. You know what? This young generation, we really can't get nowhere because you look at pennies on the ground, you won't pick it up. And then you'll look at somebody else and say, you know what? Can you loan me?
Well, praise him and God bless you. We're stopping here for a moment. Amen. It's a message that I preached, amen, a few about 12 years ago. Amen. I was talking about, amen, it passed this mountain long enough. And you know, God wants us to be blessed. And I teach that all the time that, and you know, some people don't get that, but God really wants us blessed. I mean, he didn't want me struggling. He didn't want my bills behind. He didn't want me missing my payments or my car payments or my house payment. And God said, I'll supply your need. And, you know, I just, you know, I talked about the other day, this friend that I know, I think one of his family members died and willed him some money. And he got that little money, started squandering that money. And here it is now, a few years later, this man is broke. Mm-hmm. And God give you money and he wants you to invest that in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. You know, if you invest in the kingdom. Now, you know, you've seen Bill Wilson on TV, Bill Winston, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you know he has much more than we do. But I've donated to his ministry.
Wow.
You know, because when you see somebody doing something good, if you want to get out of your mountain, out of your struggle, that rut,
right.
You know, as the preacher said tonight, he said he heard Apostle Stark say, amen, if you ain't going nowhere, don't invite him. And I do. That is my word, that I'm not going to follow someone that's not going any place.
Amen.
Because I want to go someplace. I want to have something. Don't you want to have something?
I want to have something.
I mean, we struggle. Don't you think we're struggling enough?
Yes, sir.
I really want to be successful.
Amen.
And I want those that's listening to me on this evening, you know, God has made it possible. He said, if any man is in Christ, he's a what?
New creature.
A new creature. That means we're not what we was.
Right.
And we can't keep thinking like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I preached a message one time that stinking thinking will always keep you down.
Yeah.
Stinking thinking. If you don't believe in what God says and what his words say, how can you make it? You know, I was telling someone this morning, he said, oh, you got money. But that's really irrelevant, what I got and what he got. To him, what I have, if I have money, I don't have money,
mm-hmm.
That's irrelevant to him. It's relevant to me.
Right.
If I can pay my bills and I'm not in debt, that's walking in the fullness of life.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I came that you may have life,
mm-hmm.
and have that life more abundantly. How could I have abundant life and the creditors are calling me all the time? I mean, one preacher, I understand he had to hide his car. How is that? And he finally got it caught up, and I had to trade that car and got another car. But what kind of life is that you got to hide? And I really believe that's what the Lord was saying to the Israelites. You have come past this mountain long enough. And I really believe that the Lord is saying to us that we have to learn to do better.
Amen.
You know, we have to learn from our mistakes. We all make mistakes. I've made plenty of mistakes in my life. But I believe God wants me to learn from that. Don't you see, Lonnie, you're doing the same thing and you get the same results? If you don't change the way or your application, how are you going to change the result?
Right.
If you put the same ingredients in, you're going to get the same results, aren't you?
Amen.
So I truly believe that God is speaking to us through the scriptures. I don't think he was just talking to the Israelites. You know, Lonnie, don't you wake up. Don't you see you're going in a rut, same place over and over. And he wants you to wake up and, you know, like somebody, I used to say, smell the coffee. But he wants you to wake up and do better. That's what I believe he was telling the Israelites. And that's why we're in the street. I don't just preach in the church.
Right.
I taught on Monday night. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel.
Okay.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And that's applicable for anybody.
Amen.
And that's why we got all different, the brother said tonight, he said, I no offense to that white lady in there, but, you know, God is not a God of color.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is the God of all flesh.
Yes, he is.
And once we come to that realization, that God is not a God of color. That's why we have, I have Caucasians that blesses my ministry,
mm-hmm.
That tunes into my ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I have Africans that tune into my ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I have Jamaicans. I have Chinese.
Yeah, yeah.
I have Puerto Ricans.
That's right.
God is not into that color thing.
Mm-hmm.
He loves each and every one of us.
Right.
And this broadcast focuses on making and having us doing better. That's why it's entitled, what's the entire podcast?
Wake up to Jesus.
But if you wake up to Jesus, you got to do better.
Amen.
You can't continue doing the same thing. Amen. You have anything you'd like to say before we go back to the message?
Just wake up to Jesus.
Amen. My wife says, just wake up to Jesus. She's tired. You can tell she's tired. I'm going to put her to bed pretty soon. Amen.
Amen.
But we thank God. She's been with me all day. She's a great helper. You did the television broadcast?
Yes. Yep.
And the radio broadcast?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So she's right on the ball. She's not around that mountain doing nothing. She's there doing something.
Thank you.
Well, listen, don't forget tonight, tomorrow night.
Yes.
Tonight we had Apostle Rosenberg
mm-hmm.
from Kingston, North Carolina preaching. But he'll be back tomorrow night. Amen. Amen. And tonight he says, what's the script he said?
He said, I must work the work of him that sent me.
I must work the work of him that sent me.
Amen.
And that's basically what we talked about on this work yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Been around that mountain too long.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to move.
Time to move.
And if you listen to me this evening, you know, you can call us at 252-916-0104. Is that the number up here?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You can call us right here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go right back into this message. I hope you enjoy it. It's an old message, but it's relevant. You've been around this mountain long enough. Let's go right back into it.
And you done passed by 100 pennies.
Let me see, can I help y'all? You passed through the coast of your brethren. The children of Esau meddle not with them. It's a warning, God says. Now you're getting ready to go right through some people, doing all right. But don't try to copy behind them. Don't try to imitate nobody. And don't meddle with them. Just pay your dues and keep on going. Touch your neighbor and say, you ain't like nobody else. Oh, y'all don't even want to touch one another. Y'all ain't got so holy you can't even touch either. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm not like anybody else. Touch them again. Say, I'm not like anybody else. Say, God's got a blessing for me. Let me tell you something. You know what that tells us? That God has given us encouragement today that we don't have to get crooked. We don't have to do anything illegal, but God's going to bless us in a righteous way. Touch your neighbor and say, we're going to get a righteous blessing. Why? Because he's a just God. And God can't do anything unjustly. Whatever he do, he's not going to do it justly. So God cannot tell you and I that he'll bless us and won't do it. If he tells me he'll bless me, he got to keep his word. And if God don't bless me, then that makes him a liar. And God said, I won't be no liar. I'm a God of truth. Listen to this. In Job chapter 15 and 16, it wasn't the Lord that told Job that, you know, God is a miserable and that the heavens are not clean in his sight. That wasn't the Lord talking to Job. It was one of Job's so-called friends. You better watch your so-called friends. You got friends that tell you over and over you need to try something different. That's not the Lord talking to you. The Lord tells you to be faithful and steadfast. Guess what else he said? He said, you got my favor. How do you know you got God's favor? Listen to me, saints. If we didn't have God's favor, God would have never shown me yesterday that a penny was important. I always knew it, but I mean, he really reinforced that in my mind yesterday. Because I was cleaning out one of my rooms upstairs, the room that goes up on the roof. And the Lord told me to make use of that room. So I went in, and I was last night, 1 o'clock this morning, I was in there working while y'all were sleeping, some of you. Amen, amen. Some of y'all were sleeping. But I was working at 1 o'clock, about 1:30, 2 o'clock. Actually, I didn't go to bed until about 4:30 this morning. I was up there cleaning out garbage and cleaning up that place. Amen. The Lord said, make use of it. Come on now. There's some things you need to make use of. There's some time that you got you need to make use of it. You got too much trash in your, come on now. You got too much trash in your mind. You got too much trash you're thinking. You got too many trash you're freeing. You need to get in with some positive friends. You need to get out with somebody that want to go somewhere. You don't need to hang around somebody that's always bragging on what they got. You need to get with somebody trying to get you to get somewhere so you can have your own. What's the point of me talking to you every day and all you're going to tell me? I got a Lexus, I got a Cadillac, I got an Escalade, I got a Mercedes, and I got all this. And you never show me how to get my own. All you're doing is bragging to me what you got. No, 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 no. Listen, giving me a fish ain't going to help me. Teach me how to fish, and I can eat forever. You don't need no friend always bragging about what they got. You need a friend that will show you how to get something for yourself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me tell y'all something. I remember I had a friend. At least I thought he was a friend. And I was doing bad. And you know, you think this is a friend. Because he would come over. Amen. This is back, what, 30 years ago, 30-some years ago? He would come, and he would give me $10. That's a lot of money 30 years ago. I thought he was my friend. He'd come over, I'd see him another 6 months or 3 months or something. He'd give me $5, put it in my pocket. And put this in your pocket. I mean, I looked up and I said, this is free. He'd come over again, and now 6 months done passed. He'd give me another $20. Now, what am I supposed to do with $20 for 6 months? Come on now, but it made me feel good. And then the Lord blessed me. Then the Lord blessed me. Watch this. The same person that used to come by and call himself helping me.
Come on here.
When God blessed me, didn't want nothing to do with me. You got a lot of folks like that just look at you as nothing. They look at you as a boasting post, but they don't want you to get your own. And that same person wound up sticking me for about $500 years later. I guess he called himself getting the money back. He had given me them five, but he never give me $500. When I got on my feet, he started borrowing money from me. And one day, he wound up borrowing my $500 and never paid me back. Come on, and don't even call me. Don't speak to me anymore. Last time I seen that brother, we was at City Island, and that's going back at least 10 years ago, maybe longer than that. One night, I took the choir or somebody to City Island. I don't know who it was. I took some of y'all to City Island. Was anybody here that went in that group? Nobody was here? They went to City Island with me? City Island? I know Derek was here because he brought food home for Virgin. Yeah. You didn't go tell me? Who was, nobody else in here? That went, I took you to City Island. It was a choir or somebody. Marlo, you didn't go? It was the first of staff. Did you go?
No, I didn't go.
You weren't on the first of staff back then.
I was there, but I didn't.
Okay, well, you didn't go.
Oh, no.
You missed City Island.
I'm serious.
And there we was at City Island, and there was that brother right next door, right on the other side. I remember it. That's going back since about 94, 95. That's a long, I say at least 10 years ago. I haven't seen him since. What am I trying to get you to see? A lot of people. Listen, they say to your friends, but wait until you get on your feet. They're your friends as long as they can keep you below them. But look at your neighbor and say, God's got a blessing beyond you now. Come on. Come on. Come on. God got a blessing for me beyond you. Listen. You should not have to be dependent upon nobody but Jesus Christ. I tell you, look at your neighbor and say, my blessing is beyond yours. And I'm not jealous about your blessing at all. Thank God for your blessing. But God told me he got a blessing for me, and my blessing is beyond yours. He told me don't meddle with your stuff. Leave your stuff alone. He said he got some stuff for me. He got some things for me, and it's mine, all mine. Listen, you got to learn, amen. Don't let people keep you on the phone talking all night, bragging about their stuff. Tell them, listen, you know, I got something to do. Get in your Bible and start reading and find out that God got a blessing for you. God got a word for you. Come on, somebody. You listen to all that gossip and all that mess. It can't help you. Come on, because they ain't going to give you nothing. I got to get on up out of here now. Hallelujah. Listen what the Lord says. The Lord says, I bless you with everything that you needed. Did you need anything? He said, you were in the wilderness. He said, I said, manna, come on. How many have seen God do some miracles for you since you've been saved? How many can really hold your head up and say, you know what, Bishop? I have been blessed and don't even know where it came from. How many have been blessed so many times it scared you? Come on. I've been blessed till it frightened me. I've been blessed to the degree it frightened me. I said, where did this come from? Come on, somebody. And God was trying to show me right then that he got great things for you. The song says, where he leads, I'll follow. My trust is in his response. In every hour, in perfect peace, I will say that he knows, or the Lord knows. Come on, somebody. The Lord knows what you need. Touch your neighbor and say, he knows what you need. You've been around this mountain too long. The Lord said, I've been with you every step of the way. I've been watching you every time you went around the mountain. I want you to grab your neighbor and say, name, God has been with me. I just haven't been paying attention. Can somebody say yes? I heard the Lord say, you can pass this mountain long enough. It's time for you to have your own. Can you see? Yeah. The devil's trying to tell you that it's too late. But I hear the Lord told me to tell you today, it's right on time. It's your season. It's your day. It's your hour. It's your minute. It's your second. Can you touch your neighbor? Say, amen. I've been watching you. Get your blessing. But I want you to watch me now. It's time for me to be blessed. Can you say, yeah? I heard the Lord say, you didn't lack anything. I made a way for you. Though you was making mistakes, though you had attitudes, though you had problems, but I heard the Lord say, you didn't lack anything. Somehow, some way, he brought you through that year. He brought you through the next year. Yes, but I heard the Lord say, on today, I come with a word to tell the church, look out over your head. Look in front of you. You're getting ready to have a head-on collision with your blessing. Your blessing is about to rendezvous. It's about to make contact. I wish somebody could feel me today that God is ready to open up the window of heaven in your life. Can somebody give your neighbor a high five and say, yeah, it's in front of me. Yes, whatever I got now ain't gonna be nothing compared to what I have later on. Yeah, God got a land that flows with milk and honey. What are you saying, preacher? Yeah. God got a blessing in store for you and I that we won't have to worry how we gonna do this or that. But God, he said, you're gonna reap where you didn't sow. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You're gonna get blessed when you wasn't expecting a blessing. Can you say, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for you? Can you say, I come by to tell the church today, your blessing is in front of you. Let's leave our comfort zone. Expect God to somebody in one of them letters. It's going to be a miracle. Answer your telephone. Somebody going to call you with a blessing. Answer your email. Somebody going to call you with a blessing. Can you say yay? Yay! So your blessing is in front of you. Can you say yay?
Well, praise him and God bless you. This is Apostle Stocks. Oh, we're just here in the studio. My wife and I'm just playing. This is an old message that I preached about 12 years ago, she says, up there in New York. And God has did for me exactly what this message is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We struggled and struggled up there in New York. And I'm not telling anyone that to copy me. I'm telling you to follow Christ. And look what he's done. I mean, a brother was talking to me this morning on the phone, and we stopped by, what was it, yesterday? When was it we stopped and looked at that land, the 7 acres of land?
Yesterday.
And I was just telling the brother about it. And he said to me, you know, you should bless me. Guess what? But God is the one in the blessing business. Everything that we have, it was the Lord that has done it. And I give his name praise because he said, you have been around this mountain long enough.
Amen.
And I thought that was amazing for God to have to arrest us, to tell us to stop doing the same thing.
Right.
And cause, you know what, though? If you do the same thing, you're going to get the same results.
Okay.
The only way to change the results, you got to change what you're doing. And that's what we've done. And God has blessed us. Amen. We're comfortable. I'm not bragging because, you know, I tell you about this preacher used to brag about what he had, all his money and everything. And now, only thing he has is an automobile to drive.
Mm.
And you know, the choir used to sing a song, the same God that gave you what you got today, he could take it away whenever he wants to.
Amen.
And so, you know, we stay humble like that. And I tell you, if you stay humble, God will open doors for you.
That's right.
But on tonight, tomorrow evening, it's going down right here at the church.
Oh, yes.
Apostle Henry Rosemont will be back here preaching at 8 p.m. And I'm sure there are going to be some great testimonies and
Amen.
A great service. You're going to be out there and
yes,
various ones. And it's just going to be. So if you're anywhere in New Bern, Jacksonville, Greenville, Tarver, Wilson, Kinston, Aiden, you know, Winterville, Little Washington, come on by. It'll be worth your while. Amen. Come on by. There's plenty of parking on the parking lot.
Amen.
And, you know, we'll treat you like, you know, you have a brother, our sister.
That's right.
And, you know, you'll find love over here.
That's right.
Amen. We'll greet you with love. Listen, I love you tonight. Love you today. I'll love you tomorrow. My love don't change. I'm like God. You know, he said, for God so loved the world
yes.
that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever we now, whosoever we found out consists of anyone. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So we thank God for that tonight. Listen, call your neighbor and your friend. Tell them that the apostle is on the air. Let them know. Amen. Slide over this little thing.
Let's go to
I know I got
here. Let's go to bed.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Exactly.
The camera's over that way a little bit, but God
yeah.
is good. Excuse me, but God is good. Do you have anything you'd like to say? Look in that camera and talk while you talk to me.
Well, I want to invite them to this open air crusade, and I want to let them know that Jesus is in the blessing business. I want to let them know that expect the miracles. Miracles have been happening. But the young lady that came up and told that testimony about how her husband died and she didn't know how she was going to live after he died, but God worked the miracle, sent her the check in the mail, the money she didn't have to pay. She got the house. She got a car. She didn't know how to drive. She learned to drive. She got a car. And she ended the testimony with, it's all because of God.
That's
God
right.
did it for her. So you come out, you have a testimony too.
Right.
The table is set. The time is set. It's all there. The only thing missing is you. So meet us in the Open Air Crusade. Listen, we're on the radio right here in New York at 10 p.m. Monday to Friday. We're on the radio in Greenville, WBIS
LP 106.9 FM, 12:15 p.m. Monday through Friday. We're also on TV Suddenly, channel 25, 11 p.m. on Friday evening. We're also on livestream.com/TJSM 509. We're on blogtalkradio.com/TJSM. So we're doing everything we can to work the work that the Lord has set before us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we feel so comfortable and not bragging, as my daughter-in-law would say, but it's like an infection. You have to scratch. You have to tell. You have to spread the news that God is just that good.
He's just that good.
Amen.
Amen, I tell you. Listen, we're going to put a little bit more of that message on. Then we're going to get ready to leave. Let's go right now. Go ahead.
Come here, Sister Meek. Stay right there. Take one step up. Right there. Lift your hand up. The Lord told me to tell you, you've been in this situation too long. He said your blessing is in front of you. Your blessing is in front of you. Receive. Your blessing in front. Receive it right now. Right now. Receive it now. Your healing, your deliverance. Come here, baby. Come here. Come here. Yes, you. Stand right there, brother. Stand right there. Your turbulence is over. The Lord told me to tell you, this word is for you. Don't worry about what you've been around. Don't worry about what you've been involved in. Stop looking at your past. He said, don't worry about it. He said, your blessing is straight ahead. He said, look up. Your best time is getting ready to happen now. Your success is getting ready to come now. You're getting ready to be blessed in abundance. You're getting ready to come on, get back everything the devil took from you. Your life is going to be meaningful and purpose. You got purpose in your life. There's success and destiny in your life. God's got it in control. He told
me. Well, I got to go. I really got to go. Listen, all good things got to come to the end. And we thank God. We had a great time tonight. We made it just here in the studio in time to go on the air. What, about 5 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you. And we enjoy coming to you. Listen, you can always call us at 252-916-0104 or 252-214-0799, and we'll be able to take your call. We're going to answer the phone call for about 15 minutes after we go off the air.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be here, I mean, at least until 11:15, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So call us. But listen, don't forget, tomorrow, Friday, meet us in the open air crusade right here at the Jesus Saved Ministry, 1007 West Arlington Boulevard. God got a word especially for you. I'm going to be preaching tomorrow night, but my friend Apostle Henry Rosemar will be preaching. And you know what? The word of God is relevant. I don't care who preaches.
Amen.
And if you like to have this message tonight, you can get it. But we're going to get ready to leave you now. God is a good God, even on a bad day. I want you to let your friends know that the Apostle Lonnie Stark said, I love you. And as Dino can say, you can't do nothing about it. Amen. Listen, don't forget, amen, all donations you can make out to TJSM 509, TJSM 1007, West Arlington Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. All right, we're getting ready to go, and I hope you enjoy the broadcast today. You can call us now, 252-214-0799. May God bless you real good. Well, praise Him and God bless you. Thank you so much for being our guest today on the broadcast. Everything got to come to an end, so we're getting ready to leave. But don't forget, we're still here for you. You can call us anytime at 252-214-0799. And we'll pray for you 24 hours a day. You can make all donations out to TJSM 1007 West Olison Boulevard, Greenville, North Carolina, 27834. We look to hear from you real soon. May God bless you real good. Remember, whatever you do, do it in Jesus' name because he loves you. All right? Have a great day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Hello.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless.
God bless.
Yeah, can you hear me now? God bless you. Hello. Okay. How about right there? Try it right there. Can I hear you? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Turn it up, sweetheart. All right, God bless you. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Hello?
I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't push one. God bless you. I was just listening. I didn't push one.
You say you're just listening and what now?
I said God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, too.
Yeah, I love you, man. I love the show, and I love what you're doing for the Lord.
Well, thank you so much, man. I really bring down my father. All right. My time is up, and we got to get out. But, man, it's good to hear from you tonight. I think we got a bad connection. But remember, I love you, and I'm praying for you, and I want you to keep praying for me, okay?
All right, God bless you, brother. Praise God for you, your ministry. May everything you do be blessed by God. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. All right. God bless.
Praise the
Jesus.